It's Wednesday, Holocult. You know what that means. Welcome to the night shift. We're your hosts. Me and him.
And me.
Other me. Anyway, welcome. Welcome. Excited to be here. Stoked to get to hang out with all my friends again. Hope everybody's having a good week. It's almost over, right? Kind of halfway over for people who work normal shifts.
Oh yeah.
I'm off next week. Took the week off. Going down to Dallas. Got some family business to take care of. Stoked to get out of town for a little bit. Be a good time.
Yeah, that means we got to try to record some stuff for the week.
I'm not leaving until Thursday, and I took pretty much the whole week off, so we should be good. Should be able to crank some stuff out there.
Everybody deserves a little break from the grind.
Yeah, just getting out of town. Just getting away from everything around here a little bit.
Bro, just getting out of work for a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Which I'm supposed to, I'm going to talk shit here. Everybody knows I work the night shift, right? Graveyard shift, nocturnal. I got non-consensually invited to work the day shift tomorrow. Neat. And then turn around and work night shift Friday, because that's good for everybody's mental health and physical health. Am I going to do it? What's the percentage of me actually going in tomorrow?
Oh, I'd say about negative 38.
That's close. That's nice. Close.
Dylan said, just do what I do. Quit. Yeah.
My little brother has an excellent track record of he's got a long work history, but it's from the same three places.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just this constant cycle of just the same three places.
It's pretty crazy how he's still working.
He's a hot commodity, VIP.
He must
be a professional job hopper.
I'm currently trying to get a job, and I can't find a job. So
I'm currently trying to not have a job.
Well, that's always the plan, but
just let this be the job. You know. Let me think here. What do we got going on? What kind of weird shit's going on there, Holocult? Got a new product that's going to be gross. We're going to have a product review tonight, which that's not any of our, that's not our content at all, right? That's not what we do.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about it.
We're not sponsored, but I just grabbed it out of the fridge. There it is. Sprite and tea. Ugh. This is going to be terrible.
That doesn't sound very good.
No. I picked it up, though, because anytime there's a zero sugar flavor, I have to get it and try it. So we're going to do that tonight. I figured you all would want to be present for that. Yeah, gonna be terrible. Gonna be terrible.
Eh, you'll survive.
Dave said, nah, it's fire. Twist said, gross. Tropical. I did try the tropical Sprite. No, tropical 7-Up. I did try the cherry Sprite. Meh. If I never drink them again, I'm cool. I'm not a big 7-Up guy anyway, not a big Sprite guy. But I just have to try it. Now that we got... We got a few people in here. Everybody make sure to do the YouTube thing. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. Hit the like button. Share the show. We're closing in on 4,500 followers on the old YouTube. We're getting close. Steady trekking. Steady trekking.
Yeah, it's all right.
We try our best.
It's
the gate program video has been cracking off over there.
Yeah, there's some weird people on there.
That's the best video we've ever put out. Actually.
Some strange people in the comments.
Yeah, someone told me I'm ugly. So yeah. I need to change my camera angle. It's not my best side. It's my only side.
So what we know, they're taking pretty heavy shots at
yeah,
you.
People don't like me that much. But that's fine because I don't like people that much. So it really...
Talking shit about the Ouija board and then being a millennial man and so on and so forth.
But
things that you can help.
I do hate to break it to everyone. This is the only side I have. So I can't change that. I could point the camera at the wall, which might drive more viewers our way. Maybe. So.
Maybe. Yeah, one of us should do a massive deep dive into the Anunnaki.
Yes.
Because once again, the rumors are thick that they're coming back. And that's according to the Pentagon.
I hope they are.
Yeah.
Literally hope they are. I like black coffee. Wow, that was loud.
All right. You like black coffee.
My phone just decided to fucking kick up. But okay, Pentagon stuff.
Yeah, that's what I've been. I saw a couple of videos about how what was it? Because of the pole shift coming up, the Anunnaki are returning, and I think the official rumor was that they are taking the Chosen. Which is definitely not us.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm a big fan of outer space anyways, so.
No.
It's really not that
cool. If the Anunnaki are aliens, they can get it too.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they are coming back, because how many times have we heard that rumor chug through the mill?
Yeah.
There's like, you know, Planet X and all that jazz.
That's funny.
I've been hearing about the Anunnaki return for a long time.
It's funny that you bring up Planet X, because I actually have a thing pulled up about there's new evidence of a ninth planet in our solar system.
Oh, nice.
That I was going to talk
about. Is it behind the sun?
I don't know. It's somewhere. Apparently in the solar system. I guess they found some evidence on some old like slides that they were like comparing. And apparently there is like a fairly large mass toward the like outer rim of our solar system that isn't supposed to be there. I mean, it might supposed to be there, but we've just never noticed it.
Well, it's not surprising. We're not very good at things.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I feel like most of it we just kind of stumble on, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, that's whatever.
Dylan says outer space is like the ocean. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm out.
I agree.
It's called Pluto. Twist still angry that Pluto isn't a planet anymore. So was there like government like classified files talking about the Anunnaki?
I don't know, dude. I just caught some videos and I saved it to further look into, whether that be for Patreon content or an episode. It's hard. It's really hard because my problem is I get wrapped into these longer episodes. So I always have a hard time writing extra episodes for like, say, Patreon and stuff, because I get sucked into these big ones where I'm writing a 2 or 3 parter and it burns up a lot of my time.
Yeah, I get that.
And life's just been a little hectic. I think good things are on the horizon, but I don't want to count my chickens, so to speak.
Well, I'm pulling for you. If it's what I think it is, fingers crossed.
Yeah. I'm hoping so, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
That'd be sick.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah, that would be sick. If you hear some weird noises in my background, my robot vacuum is making us around, so just ignore it. There's no one breaking in right. or anything. It's just a vacuum. Right. What's up, Yeti Ranger? Glad to see everybody in here. We got 30 folks in here. Make sure you hit the like button, please, and thank you.
There's been a lot of weird videos slamming around on my feed here lately, though. Lots of things that I want to look into. Some of them I really want to talk about, but I'm not going to because I don't want a bunch of grifters beating me to the episode.
Bunch of fucking nerds.
So like, there's one in particular. I mentioned it to you about a band that I'm like really, if it ends up being like small amount of information, I'll do it on a night shift or something. But if it turns into something bigger, it's going to be its own episode.
Did you talk about this with me before?
Yeah, we talked about it over the weekend off air. About a band.
I can't remember shit.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Hmm. Speaking of which, I need to make some calls about to the
president.
I don't. My wife does. Kind of knows somebody that may or may not have spent time on a nuclear submarine.
Hmm. So. Oh, there've been a few guys at work that used to work on nuclear subs.
Well, I just thought about with that last episode the whistleblower one, how he was on a nuclear sub and so on and so forth. I was like, hey, yeah,
get us some insider info.
My wife may know some people that have spent some time on nuclear subs, maybe or maybe not, that I maybe or maybe not could get some information on.
Sick,
wouldn't it? It'd be awesome.
That'd be fucking sick.
But that's all hearsay. I'm not saying that I officially know someone because I'm probably just making it up.
White dude with glasses, you look different.
What?
Squirrel wrestler says, white dude with glasses, you look different. I don't know. I guess I would be the white dude without glasses.
Yeah, technically.
That does narrow it down. Your swoop is swooping today.
Yeah, it is.
Solid.
Yeah, I can't get rid of it because my wife and now my daughter are infatuated with
you're
it.
Locked so. In.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck there.
You are locked in. I'm trying to think about what kind of weird stuff has been going on. My normal rounds on like Twitter and stuff haven't been all that much lately. A lot of shit going on, so kind of just been kind of pulled out of that. That's usually where I get like my weird info, usually a bunch of UFO info.
Yeah, I feel like Twitter is a little bit better than Instagram on weird info.
Yeah, Reddit's pretty good too, depending on where you look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll be white dude with the hat. You'll be white dude with the glasses.
That works.
See you, Yeti. Thanks for popping in, bro.
I probably have tanned a little bit. I do work outside, so. I know my arms are hella dark now.
Tanned and lost weight. He's actually prepping for a bodybuilding competition that we weren't going to tell you guys about, but.
Now
the cat's out of the bag. Kyle's starting that was his news he wasn't going to share, but he's starting a bodybuilding career.
Yeah,
I didn't want to have to cut his grass or anything, but since you know pro wrestler brought it up, I figured we should put it out there.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, you like the 40 and 50 Colorado episode? Kind of had it tucked back for a while. I usually like compile that information and then put it off to like when we need to like bang out an episode. Which
I liked the angry hay bale. That was probably my favorite.
That's the best episode thumbnail I think we've ever had.
I didn't get to use the the frowny face one though.
That was going to be my first choice, where it was just sad.
Yeah. Like, I asked you and then you took like 6 years to reply. So I was like, I got to get this done. Yeah. Here I go.
I would be frowny face too if two little shitheads were shooting me in the eyeballs with BB guns. Oh God. They want to see you slathered in baby oil now.
That's not advisable. Nobody's trying to do that.
Yeah, it is weird.
Real quick, Bobtacular, pest control guys are fucking weirdos. Yeah, we've had a weird experience with a pest control guy, and I'll never get one again.
It was probably egress.
I don't know. He was a fucking weirdo. He was trying to convince me and my wife to leave him a key to my house.
No.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, not happening.
Thank you.
Yeah, no way.
That is fucking weird.
Nope. Yep, I said, nope, I'm good there, bud. He's like, oh, just about everybody does it. And I'm like, yeah, not me.
Just about everybody leaves me keys to their house.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep, I said, nope.
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah, he was a fucking weirdo.
I don't know.
And actually, believe it or not, I every once in a while see that motherfucker driving around in his little
Orkin truck.
It is an Orkin truck.
That was the first thing I thought when you said weirdo. I was like, got to be an Orkin man.
Yep, 100%.
Just so they can go through your laundry basket when you're gone. What's the big deal?
Bro, that's 100% where my brain went, and I go, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. People are fucking
creepy.
Yeah.
People are fucking creepy. It's the understatement of the century. Speaking of which, just thinking about that whole scenario. Do you remember, like, I don't want to talk about egress again, but when we first started looking into it, right? Someone mm-hmm. kept trying to get into our emails. Do you remember that? And then we tracked mm-hmm. the IP, and the IP that was literally trying to log into our emails was your IP address, and nobody was at your fucking house.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's weird.
Yeah, because when it was happening, it was about 20 minutes before I got home. Because I remember you messaging me, and I was almost home. And then I got home, and there was nothing. There was nobody here. Well, that I don't know. I don't know shit about any of that stuff. So,
yeah, it was strange because when someone tries to log, like when someone tries to like crack into your email, it'll give you like. It was from this IP address. So we looked it up and it was the one Kyle uses on his fucking Wi-Fi. So someone would have had to have been connected to your home Wi-Fi at the time.
Yeah, which I know no offense, love all my neighbors, but they're all elderly. So highly unlikely they're the ones doing it.
It's fucking weird.
It was weird. It was definitely strange.
The Orkin man's got a key ring loop like an old janitor. Just has everybody's houses like ready to roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's got a nice collection of things.
I don't know, man. Don't trust the elderly. Facts.
All my neighbors are really nice.
That's facts. Oh, they're smelling us again, Kyle. God damn it.
I don't know. I don't think I smell like oranges.
You're the color orange.
Oh, JJ said yeah, I was green tonight.
I feel like you spent the last 2 weeks just trying to get orange out of your system.
Maybe
the act of trying not to look orange made you smell orange.
I can deal with the smell.
Orange smells good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'll take it. I'd rather have pine sol, but whatever.
Yeah, it was weird. There's a lot of little like strange things that happened during that time that I don't think we really brought to light a lot.
That's why I tell you we need to make a docuseries.
Yeah, I know.
upload on YouTube.
Now we've probably forgotten 90% of what the fuck happened.
No, no, we haven't. We have episodes that's to reference.
That's true. That's true.
Make 30 minute docuseries episodes and we'll be famous.
We will be famous. More famouser.
I keep trying to think of, like, it's dancing on my brain about like a cryptid story I had, but I can't remember.
Oh, that's true. Peyton, there, did you see all that shit about Annabelle, the possessed doll?
I heard that they're moving her, right?
Is
that,
she's is on that tour. Right?
Oh, that's smart, because I did also see that was the Warrens that gave it to whomever, whatever it was. I don't know, whatever it was. Somebody said, don't move it or touch it.
They said she likes to stay stationary, but a lot of the, like, places she is displayed or visiting or shit is like burning down.
Oh, really? Yeah,
there was a big plantation in Louisiana.
Oh, I saw that. Completely unrelated to the paranormal, but I saw a bunch of people that were extremely happy that happened. Yeah,
the plantation burnt down. I don't know if, like, she was there, or if she was in the vicinity, or if she just visited Louisiana, which that would be like some mental gymnastics to make that connect. But I saw a bunch of that on TikTok, that, like, there's crazy shit happening at these stops she's making. The next one she's going to is some Civil War site, maybe like Gettysburg or somewhere. But this big plantation. What's that?
You need to take Lucy.
Yeah. Lucy, you give her a run for her money. Lucy don't, she's back here. Look at her. There she is. Just kicking it. Just kicking it, hanging out.
You can take her and see how they square off.
She wanted to fight whatever was in Julie's bottle. She don't give a shit. But yeah, apparently that plantation burnt down. Everybody was like, oh, it's the curse of Annabelle. But then people were also like, think of all the souls that were probably trapped in the plantation from all the traumatic experiences and trauma that went on there.
Yeah.
Because they're like, she's just releasing all that energy with the burning of the plantation. And, like, there's videos of, like, as the whole thing's burning, there's, like, smoke coming out of the chimney. And it almost, like, I know it's easy to, like, kind of fall into what people are guiding you to, but it almost looks like people in the smoke and shit. Like, it's weird.
That's definitely creepy.
Have I been working out? No. But thank you.
Hell yeah, I mean,
hell yes, I have. Is it showing?
Getting that juice.
Just coming into my prime now.
You definitely need to start juicing.
Yeah. Just roid rage the entire time.
Yeah. We're going to make you into Chris Benoit.
That's a conspiracy we could go down.
Bro, I've been seeing some crazy conspiracies that we'd probably have to hit Patreon with, because they're dark.
Thanks, Bert. You look good. I'm here for it. Let's roll it.
Oh, same. I want to hear the craziest shit out there.
There's a lot of Chris Benoit conspiracies around that whole thing.
I haven't even heard it, so you're going to have to do an episode on it, because I have not heard any of them.
Crazy shit.
And I really liked Chris Benoit.
Like he had this rival other wrestler, and a lot of people think that dude, Kevin Sullivan, is actually the murderer that killed Benoit and his whole family and all kinds of shit.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, Bert, this is fucking hard left, but if Steve and I ever got to do this full time, that was going to be part of our work schedule or daily routine.
Get swole. That way I could fight the dog man.
Hell yeah.
Because that makes for good internet. Makes for hella good internet.
I haven't. Steve, you were telling me about, I'm stuck on a story podcast right now called Midnight Burger. I love that show. But
shout out to Midnight Burger.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Tell them Hollis Guy sent you.
But the one you were telling me about, the Corbell one, I need to listen to that one because I'm really interested in what was going on with that.
I haven't listened to it. I just saw snippets of it on the internet, on the TikTok. I know on the Weaponized podcast, which is Corbell.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Weaponized.
Yeah, I'll have to add that because I don't even have it.
It's Corbell and God, whoever was the guy who replaced Arbell. I can't ever think of his name. Someone will tell me in the chat. But they talk a lot about obviously UFOs and shit, but they just had a whistleblower on there. Some of the things he was saying, I don't know if it's real groundbreaking, but like talking about us as humans not being free. We'll never have like real freedom and all this other. Yeah. George Snorri. George Knapp. Is it George Knapp? George. One of the Georges.
I like Snorri.
But, yeah. Let me see this planet thing I got here. I guess I could pull that up. There's 9,000 ads. Sometimes the internet is cool. Sometimes it sucks.
Most of the time it sucks.
Yeah.
It's kind of why I fall on books so much anymore.
Yeah. I could just screen share it. I could just read it. There's not really anything cool to screen share. It says astronomers identify first good candidate for controversial planet 9 deep in our solar system. Researchers have found a candidate for the hypothetical planet 9, which could be an undiscovered giant planet way out in our solar system. However, as with all ninth planet research, new findings were met with skepticism. Astronomers searching for a ninth planet in our solar system say they found a good candidate far beyond Neptune, according to a new preprint study. This could be humanity's first glimpse at the long-theorized Planet 9, which, if exists, is a giant undiscovered world distantly orbiting our sun. However, the ninth planet proposal is contentious, and the new findings are unlikely to change that. So apparently there's not a ninth planet. There could be a ninth planet, maybe not a ninth planet. Researchers discovered this latest planetary candidate while studying old satellite data. At this stage, the candidate is simply a curious dot across a few infrared images, but the dot seemed to be moving in a way that was consistent with a large distant planet. Yada, yada, yada. Just some old prints they found from a few years ago showing what possibly could be a planet orbiting in an orbiting pattern far beyond Neptune. So that's kind of exciting. Maybe that's where there's a bunch of aliens. Which they can get it.
I see. I feel like all that shit's so misleading.
Is Pluto a planet again? It just keeps, I don't know. I know it changes back and forth. It skips back and forth.
But I feel like sometimes they're like, hey, we found a rad galaxy 400 million light years away. And then they're like, hey, we just found something in our solar system. That's crazy. We never knew it was there.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
We can't get to the bottom of the ocean. Can't map the ocean, but look at this part way out in the solar system we found here.
Also true.
Pluto will always be a planet. Pluto identifies as a planet.
I feel that, Brother John.
Don't want you looking past the wall of ice. Yeah, I get that.
Bro, I just want to find the fucking weirdest shit out there.
Me the fuck too.
I want to go fucking slap a ghost around.
Yeah. We need to start booking shit. I feel like if we book it and pay for it, we're going to force ourselves to go.
I know. That's why I was telling you that it might be a good idea if my wife becomes our manager and just makes us do stuff. Because then we don't have a choice. She'll stab me with switchblade and then dump cocaine in it.
Maybe it would be way more productive that way if we just had cocaine flesh wounds.
Probably.
I stopped giving a shit about what those astro nerds started spewing. They'll never be honest about anything crazy. That's true, too. You're right. You're right. I saw some stuff about, like, the simulation theory.
Let's go.
It's hard for me to explain because to try to wrap my mind around it.
I'm breaking out of the simulation. I'm turning into fucking Neo. You get to be Morpheus or you can be Trinity, whichever one you pick.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
which one's the cool one? Which one has the more like my vibe energy?
Trinity. Okay.
Cool.
Sleek, slim, super tight, latex, pleather pants.
Oh, they would be super tight. Not in the places that I would want them to be, but super tight.
Oh, dude, then I can watch you run up a wall and just backflip and then judo kick everybody.
If I have latex pants on, there isn't going to be any running anywhere.
Dude, you fuck everybody up.
It would be a lot of discomfort for myself and everyone around me.
No, it'd be rad.
Anyway, I'm going to explain this the best way that I can, which is not going to be in a good way because me trying to understand it myself sucks because there's a lot of physics jargon and like stuff that sucks, right? Stuff that makes me feel stupid.
If you're pretty much Neil deGrasse Tyson at this point. So let her rip, bud.
Okay. So simulation theory, right? Mm. The argument for the simulation theory is that like, okay, in order, if a species is smart enough to create a simulation of a universe that mirrors their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, if it mirrors it, the creatures inside that simulated universe would also have the knowledge to create a simulated universe.
How?
Because it's mirroring the universe that we have.
Oh, gotcha. So it's like a duplicate of what we're living right now.
Yeah. So you've created a simulated universe. Essentially, it's infinite.
Us real world right now and GTA.
Yeah, exactly. And the characters in GTA would also have the ability to create a universe in their universe. It wouldn't be exactly like our universe because eventually it's going to like probably degrade over time, but they would have the ability to do it.
Also, you would have, what would you call that? Well, you'd have so many different things. You'd have, in the end, you would have mankind's influence because eventually you would probably start out with purists, right? Who would be like, I want a perfect mirror copy. But then somewhere down the line, somebody's going to go, hey, we should put unicorns in this motherfucker because it's going to be rad. And then from there, it just continues to spiral further and further out of control.
So after you have the first one, you have the initial universe that created a mirrored universe. Once that starts, that's never going to stop because each universe is going to be capable of creating its own universe, right? So as argument for us living in a simulation, the odds of human beings right now being that very first universe to start is like astronomically low, right?
Right.
So essentially, we're probably right in the crux of creating or of being in those created universes. But a physicist came out and was trying to calculate the amount of energy it would take to create a universe. And they said the only thing that they could compare it to, like essentially in physics, the perfect computer is a black hole, right? The way it can condense and process information, there's nothing that we can come up with that's better than that. They said the amount of energy that it would take
trying to create supercomputers.
The amount of energy it would take to even make a like the lowest level fucking Earth, not even a universe, the lowest level Earth that one could possibly imagine. There's not enough energy in the universe to create even a low level Earth. So it's essentially impossible.
Essentially. I feel like there's a more to the story here.
I said in our universe. So if something outside of our universe were the creator, like something in a different universe, that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But within our universe, there's not enough energy. But it leads down this weird path to where perhaps maybe the universe isn't a simulation, but maybe like we are simulations, like our thought processes, right? Like
I'm not an NPC.
I'm not either. Maybe I am.
Okay, good. No, you're not, because then you'd have to get Christ.
See, they said like if human thought is simulation, it's either that like just us ourselves are in our own simulations, or us collectively, like the collective human consciousness is a simulation and we just all kind of agreed on like this is our reality. Which would take
I feel like there is a basis for that right there, that the collective consciousness is a simulation. Because the collective consciousness is super fucking weird.
It is fucking weird.
It's crazy weird how things pan out.
It's like we all
that shouldn't.
Yeah, that's what they said. It would take like if we all got together and just like decided like, hey, this is our reality. And from there, we're just like, OK, yeah.
Yeah. And it's happened. It's happened. It's collectively happened. And not only that, but arguably, that's kind of what mainstream media is these days. Is an active manipulation of, say, the human simulation or the collective consciousness. Because once you, it's almost like the collective consciousness can be invaded by viruses, almost like your mind virus that you've talked to me about, where if you get enough people to feel a certain way about a subject, it starts to replicate itself. And then unknowingly, more people across the planet seem to feel the same way you do, even though they've never even processed that question or anything of the nature. Or all of a sudden, that question.
Hey, Holocult, do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore, because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Or answer whatever starts popping up in their life unprovoked by, you know, whatever media article you know what I'm saying? Like it spreads like a virus.
Mail. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Letter. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Chain email, not chain mail you wear when you're a knight, but like a chain email. Once it gets out there and you open it, you're like, oh shit. And they're like, hey, send this to 10 other people. And you're like, okay, bet. And then like, it's in a thought form.
Yes. Yeah. Spot on.
Which is crazy to think who decided that this was our reality. First off, I want to talk to them right the fuck now, because we got to have a conversation about making it cooler, less sucky.
I think I think that's a two-part problem. I think originally it's supposed to be up to us. Like, I do think that we do have the ability to manipulate our reality to varying degrees. But I also think that there are players that have firewalls on us that stop us from doing this.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And that programming, if you will, is so ingrained in us at this point, it's hard for anyone to break away from that.
I agree. And the people that do kind of crack out of the server, I feel like are immediately ridiculed to the point to where like no one takes them seriously.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've been thinking a lot about that ever since we recorded this weekend and we were talking about like manifesting reality and shit. Kind of like breaking out. I've really been like sucked into that whole realm.
You should. And it's hard. See, I think like it's one of them things where in my mind I see the process, right? But it's so hard for me to find words to articulate it properly. Because I do believe when it comes to manifesting, like it is such an undersimplification of the process, but I do think that it has to do with like sheer belief in that. It's not about like wanting. It's legitimately about believing. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's so undersimplified. I can't do it any justice, but it's like wanting to make that free throw. And it's just, there's two separate types of people. There's people that want to do it and there's people that do
it.
Oh
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like I fully understand. You have to 110% like commit your mind and your energy to it, right?
Yes.
You're not just throwing a ball at a hoop hoping it goes in. It's going to do it.
Yes.
It's going to do it. Like there's no other option.
Yes.
Which I get. And it's hard. It's hard to get into that that mindset. Because everything it's almost counterintuitive, right? Because everything about your life is like trying to keep you settled. Trying to keep you locked into a place where, you know, you're pretty much comfortable. Like it doesn't want, it's counterintuitive to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. But in any means of moving forward, you almost have to do that. You have to break out of where you're at to yes. move from where you're at.
And like I said, there's more than enough firewalls placed in front of us that break us out of that cycle. Other than the ones that are loud. It's like a fucking firewall maze. You know, kind of like in reference of what Bob just said. It's knowing, not believing. You know the computer is in front of you. You believe the toilet is in the bathroom right now. And so the firewalls are set up in a maze. It's directing traffic. Like, it's okay that we believe the toilet is in the bathroom. That's what we're supposed to believe. You're not supposed to believe that you can dip into the astral plane and take a giant dump there. Can't do that.
God, Kyle's going to be a phantom shitter in the astral plane.
Well, it is what it is.
Like, I got to figure out how to unlock that shit. Someone give me a crash course in manifesting my reality.
Bro, why do you think I'm going to start the woo-woo corner for Patreon? I'm 100%. I'm going to start buying random occult shit, and we're gonna do it.
I'm here. Like, you don't have to talk me into occult shit.
I'm gonna start showing up with the weirdest shit and being like, hey, I spent $200 on this. We're gonna give her a try and see what happens.
when are the Phantom Shitter t-shirts hitting? if you think it will happen.
If you build it, they will come.
If you like, is that true though? Am I just not thinking things right? Am I not putting enough into it? Because I think a lot of stuff that doesn't come to fruition. Am I not putting enough energy into it?
I know. Yes, I know your mind. Your mind is like mine. Because there's days where you 150% believe in the show. And then there's days when you 100% believe that we will fail.
This is fair and valid.
Yeah.
JJ's still mad that I want to fight all the aliens.
It is what it is.
Manifesting an alien fight. But anyway, back to thinking into reality. Manifesting my thoughts into reality. How do I think my thoughts into reality?
Perseverance, my friend.
That sucks.
I feel like it's just one of the things where I think guys like you and me are halfway there. You know, because we are, as you can tell with everyone, you know, the people that are here and the people that do listen to the show, we are a type of person that is too stubborn to just quit. You know, so I think that's half the battle. But the other aspect of the battle is that our minds are like a light switch where they'll go dark. And when they go dark, they spiral fast. I call it Atlas syndrome. Because you have the weight of the world on you. And then when it crushes you, it's everything. Everything crushes you. And I think that, and we're not the only ones that suffer from it. I feel like a lot more than enough people do. But I think that's what beats us more than anything.
And it doesn't help that, like, especially for you and I, we are our own worst enemies. We are our harshest critics. Oh, absolutely. And as soon as shit starts to go sideways, we're like, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah.
Bob says you have to do the ritual too. Think about food. The ritual is going out to eat it.
Yeah. It's just like working out. You know, you want to be jacked. You gotta do steroids.
I mean, even doing steroids is putting the work in.
You know?
Is it a cheat code? Maybe. But yeah. You're still taking the step to do the steroids.
Yeah.
We're not sponsored by any steroids.
It's crazy. Well, it's crazy. And I see, I'm really good at segues and sleight of hand. Because what's crazy
Arnold Schwarzenegger is on the show.
No, okay. I wish. But what's crazy, and this will be a off the table reference, but what's crazy is the people that actually achieve what they manifested, and then that manifestation is then perverted and poisoned into something completely different. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna touch that. I'm just gonna let that. We're just gonna put that.
Oh, you can
put that into the universe.
Yeah. But it's funny. It's funny how like it's crazy to me that people don't show up as who they are. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a facade.
Yeah. Like, it's nuts to me that people don't have lines in the sand and they just, I don't know, like they just completely lose who they are and carry a facade. That's a very good word of something more.
John says, have you ever noticed that negative people will always have negative things happen to them? It's because they're all in a low vibrational state with negative thoughts. Yeah, you manifest the shittiness.
I think that's real. And I think, honestly, I'll be honest, I think that's part of our problem / my problem is that my mind does go dark. And it's hard to keep it from going dark.
Yeah.
You know, life be like... when you're getting punched from all sides, it's hard. It's hard to stay Muhammad Ali in the ring, you know?
I get that a lot. Especially lately.
Yeah, yeah.
We just got to keep trucking forward. Just manifest good energy.
Hey, man, like I told you the other day, bare minimum, we ain't going to make it easy on them.
No, that's true. Just go down swinging.
And I'll die happy with that. I'll die happy with that. Knowing that I didn't make it easy, I'm good with that.
Now we got the chat thinking. Love it.
That's what I'm saying, Rachel. I think that's what I meant by firewalls and shit. Like, I feel like there are things on purpose that are out there that keep us from, I mean, I guess happiness, you know, in the end. But I do feel like they have, things are put into the world to slow us down, to stop us, to, you know, make us fall back in line. There are a lot of people out there that try to be trailblazers, so to speak, and they get extinguished pretty fast.
Yeah, it's crazy. I need to like read some shit or do something to like focus that energy.
Bro, I'm all into it. Like, I never thought that this show and the chat and the group of people would like kind of funnel me into almost like, and I'm sure if Ed's still listening, he's just about to jump for joy, like going down this, I'll say spiritual path. And I don't mean it in like a religious context, but like learning more about that side of the world, you know, with, like you said, manifestation and almost like an enlightenment path, so to speak. I think it's awesome. And I know a lot of people would disagree with me, but I feel like at least some of that shit, they're tools more than they are instant damnation. Yeah. And that's my personal opinion. And that may be my lack of knowledge on things. I'll own that and accept that. But that's part of me and yours journey is to explore that. You know what I mean? And I don't think that we should ever be afraid to do that. Even though it could be kind of like wonky scary sometimes, but I don't think it always has to be.
Yeah. There's so many knowledgeable people in the chat. It's crazy.
Oh, I know.
M says, don't focus on them. It's your energy that's going to provide. Your vibe needs to be focused on you. They're not punches. They're tests, lessons, or blessings. It's hard to accept that.
Sometimes they feel like,
right? It's hard to accept that. Like, I don't... everything doesn't have to be a lesson. Like, there's...
I do get what you're saying, though, because at the end of the day, M, I think... I will respectfully disagree, and I think I'll sum it up with one word: perspective.
There's lessons I don't want to learn.
That's my point, is that your perspective is turning that punch into a lesson, whereas somebody else's perspective is turning that punch into a punch.
I mean,
hey man, I'm not arguing with every punch that we take or any of you take. I mean, it's just, I guess it just gets tiresome playing the rope-a-dope all the time is kind of like where you fall at the end of the day. You know, you kind of can't win for losing, but once again, it all comes to perspective, because whereas me and Steve might be losing on certain fronts, we're not losing on every front. You know, we do have things that a lot of people don't, and I'm forever grateful for that. And I saw someone said, use your gratitude. Like, I'm grateful to everybody who who helps us out. I mean, the other day, I don't want to make this sound like way further than it is, but the other day, like I made a comment to Brother John about something, and I meant it genuinely. And I kind of got feeling some type of way about it because it played out in my head. Cause I told him, I said, don't you fall on that sword for me. Don't you do that. You don't, cause in my brain it's, and Steve could attest to this. You don't fall on the sword. I'll fall on the sword. You know what I mean? And so the fact that, like, in my head, Brother John was gearing up to fall on the sword for me, I don't know, that wasn't a very good feeling for me, even though I know it's a great gesture. And I'm not saying that he was or he wasn't. It's just kind of where my mind was going down that avenue.
Yeah. You,
but I don't know. I don't like it when people fall on the sword for me, even though sometimes I need that extra boost that helped.
Yeah. It is tough to, like, almost like you're putting your burdens onto somebody else. And that's,
yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, hard pill to swallow.
Sometimes you need somebody to help you carry that burden for a minute, you know?
Yeah. And like pride comes before the fall. You know, you can only carry so many of those burdens before they're going to, they're going to get you.
Oh, 100%. I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Being present in the moment is a major part of being able to manifest easily and readily. The moment we give over to worry, regret, or anxiety, we slip into negative manifestation. Everything is both a blessing and a curse, or has potential to be. Perspective. But yeah, hard lessons suck.
Yeah. Oh, I know you would, Brother John. And I don't even, and then Cassandra, I don't think that means Steve are afraid of hard lessons. They do, yeah, suck. They do.
I don't think.
But we're pretty good at kind of owning it, I think.
Rolling with the punches.
Well, and just kind of being like, if we fucked up, I think that at least at this point in our lives, we would own that. We'd be like, yeah, we burnt that bridge. That's our bad.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. But I've just been, that took us off on a tangent. I've just been thinking about it a lot. Like,
rightfully so. There's been a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. And I've kind of been in the same boat. Like I told you the other day about the woo-woo corner. Like I'm really, I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know. I would love to explore it, but like with the dowsing rods and people asking questions with it and shit, people out there can make fun of me all they want. But I'm really interested. Yeah,
I think all of that stuff has to do with like intent, right?
That's like how the intent I feel.
Of what, like there was somebody on YouTube like talking shit on me because I have Ouija boards on my wall. Like it's just a Ouija board. Like it is a toy, at least. At best, it's a tool. What you intend to do with it is where that goes, right? They probably sold 10 million of these. You're not going to tell me that like every person that bought a fucking Ouija board, for their children all have fucking demonic presences all over their houses. Like miss me with that shit. First off, that's the stupidest take I've ever heard in my life. So to even go off on that tangent, I feel like it's your intent when you use it. Like if you go into using that, wanting to make contact with something negative, even if it's in the farthest reach in your head, if you touch that thing thinking, man, I could talk to a negative entity, you're opening that up with intent. Whether it's the front of your intention or just even in the back of your mind. So I feel like all of that stuff has to do with like what you're there to use it for, what you're there to learn.
And let's not. And also on top of that, don't think that we'd be foolish enough to not acknowledge that even though our intentions are pure, there's still room for manipulation. There's still room for infiltration from negative forces, you know, and that's where you can look up and get into layers of protection as well. Like we've always been warned about that. We've never done. I do believe that there are things out there that protect you from things. I believe that wholeheartedly. But I think that's a, I don't know. I just, it's kind of weird that like I told you, like when we first started this, I never would have assumed you and I both would kind of be walking into this world.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like I, of course, aliens, conspiracy, ghosts, all that stuff. Hell yeah. But kind of like wanting to explore the more spiritual side or the occulty side at whatever label you want to slap on that. I didn't expect that.
It's all intertwined.
It is. And like I said, that was a part of me and Steve's journey is kind of coming to the same conclusion.
It will be like, I do feel like we are kind of at like, maybe not necessarily a crossroads, but like an epiphany of some sort. Like we're in the middle of like an awakening as the show, right? Between like particularly you and me. I'm very curious to see where it goes from here. Like, cause we're both kind of on that page where we're like, let's bring this to fruition. Let's manifest this motherfucker and see,
see
what we can do.
I'm with you. I'm willing to put in as many hours as I got to put in. And congratulations, Chris.
Oh, that's 31st awesome. Wedding anniversary. Thanks that's for inviting us. Thanks for having us on
big
the,
time.
The TV while you're kicking it.
It is awesome.
Congratulations. 31 years. That is awesome.
And I kind of low key Twiz, this is kind of a response to you, like with the whole Stardust thing and all that shit. I kind of want to do like tarot things again. And like, cause the strangest part to me about that tarot reading was that she was able to answer questions that I didn't ask. And that's the type of experience I want to do again.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Because that was such a mind fuck that I didn't ask those questions, but those answers came out. And I'll still forever believe that there's no way she pegged me on anything. Because we weren't big at the time. No. You know what I mean? We had never talked to the lady at all. It was just one of those things that happened. So like, I don't know. I like, even though, you know, we play hard with the colors and shit like that. I like hearing about people who say they can see our auras and stuff like that and kind of allow us to affiliate that stuff with who we are to see if it connects or not.
Yeah. I'm kind of kind of coming around to that as well. Like kind of figuring out, I know we've been talking about like manifesting our reality and our future, but also like, I feel like kind of knowing like what's in the cards essentially kind of helps guide that maybe. Does that make sense?
Like if somebody were to tell you
just something? Like having readings and stuff, like just to kind of see where you're at, see what's going on, like.
So it's kind of like, and not that I'm downplaying anything or not, but because it's funny that you word it that particular way, because it is kind of what I was thinking about. It's kind of like reaffirming your outlook on something or something to that degree. You know what I'm saying? Like if you pictured yourself this particular way and then you go into a card reading and the cards fall in that exact favor of the way you're thinking, the way you're acting, the things that you're doing, it reaffirms those steps that have been taken. Is that kind of what you mean?
And like I've been feeling like a certain kind of way, right? In the last month or so, almost just like, just kind of lost, right? Just like treading water. Like what the fuck am I supposed to do from here? Right. So like a particular buddy of ours offered to do like an astrology chart reading. Never had anything like that done. So I'm like, sure, let's do it. And did it. And I like, I don't know anything about it. So trying to like read into it is a little foreign to me. But like some of the things that were pointed out, you're like, oh shit.
Like that's weird, right?
That, and I don't know if it's like vague enough to like encompass the things that everybody's feeling at the time, but just some of the things that it hit on, you're like, that's odd that's a thing right now. Like that all this stuff lined up exactly where it is right now in my life. It's fucking weird.
See, and that's the other thing, kind of circling back real quick to manifestation. What if that's one of the firewalls, Steve, the way that you just sat there and rationalized what that reading had, the information it gave you versus. So what are the results? Are you getting the information from that reading? What are the results on two different paths? What are the results by you rationalizing it and saying, well, that's kind of weird. What if we're all in the moment and this, that, and the other? And what is the result if you dive into that tenfold? You 100% double down and believe it without hesitation. What are the varying results in that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Instead of questioning it, running with it. What's the variations? Where are the results? Because I'm extremely curious in that. Because sometimes I think that our hesitation, our rationalization of it is actually a firewall that prevents certain specific outcomes.
And like, what started the whole conversation off, right? Somebody in the Discord messaged me and said they had a dream about us. That we were just, it's a whole elaborate dream, but essentially we were all just, we were just kind of kicking it, right? Hanging out. Anyway, we ended up riding bikes through the tunnel.
Yep.
Had a tire blowout for some reason. And I don't even know if I'm privy to share the dream, so I'm going to be vague. After we fixed the bike tires, I essentially used tarot cards to fix the bike tire or put them in the tire. They couldn't remember exactly what tarot cards they were, but they did remember like what colors they were. So this friend of ours kind of dove into what these cards could possibly be and like what they mean and stuff. And that kind of got my brain churning about like, maybe there is something to all this. Maybe there are like signs and things we should be fucking paying attention to kind of like light said path, right? See where we're at.
Bro, I'm telling you, I think it's fucking legit.
And you know me, like I am the biggest skeptic when it comes, like, I don't know if skeptic is the right term. Just like being seen, right? Having people like look into my psyche and shit, like that, it weirds me out, right? There's a weird vulnerability. Can't say that word very well. See, I can't even pronounce it because it's so ugh, to that. And I feel like maybe I need to start.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. The problem is getting past your rational mind. It's because, like, here's an example, Steve, of you speaking about lighting the way and so on and so forth. So I'm talking to Brother John the other day. There was a tree at work. Is a big fucking tree, huge. And I've never done this before in my life. Every tree that I've ever done, I've gotten done in one setting. I've never done a, like a 2 day thing climbing wise. Anyways, if I got to climb it, cause I ain't trying to go back up the damn thing. So I get it done no matter what. This tree in particular, I went up 4 times. And every time I go up this tree, the wind starts hammering the tree. Like 30, 35 mile an hour winds when you're up in a tree and you just feel the whole tree just moving on you. And I'm like, all right, this is bad news. Not to mention the power lines right there in front of me where a lot of bad things can happen. So I would come down and I go back up the next day. I come down, I go back up the next day. And then the last day I was in it, thankfully nothing bad happened because there were some bad spots in the tree and whatnot. But I'm up in that tree and I shit you not, I sat through 2 storms in that tree. They were quick little flurried where I'm up in the tree getting ready. And I look to my back and I just see pitch black clouds rolling in. And I yell down to the boys. I'm like, hey, we're running out of time. And then it hit me, crazy hard winds. So I sit there and I sit there and then it goes away. And then I look back and I see another one coming. And I'm like, oh, geez, like, give me a break, man. Then it comes again and it starts raining on me and just hammering me. So long story short, I'm talking to Brother John and like in my head, I'm like, what if this is something telling me, hey, stupid. Go with your gut here. Get the fuck out of this tree. You don't need to be doing this. This is bad news. Call it quit. Stop being stubborn. And then it was funny talking to Brother John. He was like, yo, dude, I think something was telling you you should probably not be dealing with that shit. And I'm like, bro, I was feeling the same way. But your rational mind kicks in where you're like, no, I'm not letting this beat me. It's just dumb, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's definitely bizarre to have those, like you said, little things light a possible path in your life, you know, and like applying for jobs, dude. Like I feel like I get turned away from jobs I'm insanely qualified for. And it's just like, why? Like, why can I not find another job?
It is like this. This might be the most profound thing Twiz has ever said on the show. If you have a shield up, good stuff can't get past either. Both good and bad.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah. Twiz the philosopher, philosophizer. That's wild. Peyton, what was your dream? We're curious. If you want to share it, don't feel obligated to share it, but why is everybody dreaming of us this weekend? Maybe we are cracking the astral plane. We just don't know it yet.
I'm down. I'll be honest. This is the type of shit I'm trying to hear when I'm going in readings and shit. I want somebody to be like, hey, you two are immortal. Like when Charlie was like, you're destined to do this forever.
History to the ones who buried them. God, I hope so. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On that note, we're going to see cracking open a cold one to that. Oh, God. It smells like Sprite. That's not that great at all.
Awesome.
It's not terrible. It's like brisk, only carbonated, like heavily carbonated.
I never did like brisk. You're
not going to like this.
Yeah. That's why I always got in trouble when I worked at Pepsi. I didn't much care for Pepsi products. Remember when we used to get in trouble all the time for drinking Monster in the warehouse?
Oh, yeah. They'd dump it out and shit. That's crazy. I have a culinary degree and can't even get a job at Taco Bell for some reason, yet I can get driver jobs. Just hanging out at some kind of conference, just talking, having lunch.
Well, that could be a reality.
What are they wearing? Actually, speaking of which, since we're on that tangent, we might make a trek to Crypticon this year. We're not set up scheduled to do anything. Like, we're not gonna have a table or anything, but me and Kyle might. I'm supposed to work that weekend, but are we really gonna let our jobs get in the way of this? It's in November.
Not typically.
I think I'm taking the weekend off and maybe going down there and just kicking it for a day. Just cruise around, see what it's all about. It's been a few years since we've been down there.
Yeah. I mean, as long as everything goes well for me, I'm definitely down.
Merchandiser for Polar. We've lived that merchandising life. But if anybody, we'll let you know.
Pepsi,
yeah, merchandising does suck.
Merchandising wasn't that bad. That was probably the least stressful part of that job.
When I transferred over into sales was the downfall of my career.
Yeah. When I did the route driving, that's whenever I hated it.
Bigfoot Fest in Maine this year. Crypticon is in November.
I think it's always in November.
It's close around that time. Let me do some Googling.
The last time we went, it was really good.
Because we've been twice. The first time we went, it was 2019. It was funny. We went in there thinking like people would recognize us and shit. Nobody had any fucking idea because we'd only been doing the show for like 6 months. Then we went in, was it 2022? Was it the COVID year? I don't remember, dude.
I'm not good with that shit.
But anyway, then we went and people did recognize
us. Wear a mask or nothing like that.
People did recognize us and it was cool. The event was also way bigger.
Oh, it was huge. It probably
doubled in size in those years.
Yeah.
It's November 22nd and 23rd. The Clarion Conference Center, North Lexington, Kentucky.
That'll be right before my birthday. My birthday is the 25th. Nice. 22nd would be my wedding anniversary.
Let me get off here. So the 22nd and 23rd of November. It just feels later than that. Like, because I don't remember it being that cold. Like, it was chilly, but I don't remember like being snow on the ground or anything. That's almost December.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, there was no snow on the ground. It's been at least a couple of years because when we went that time, I was having my crazy issues there for a little while.
The first time we went, we drove down, did it, and drove back.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That was dumb.
Not advisable.
But we'll let you guys know because, like, I'm pretty sure I worked that weekend, but I'm going to try to save up some vacation time.
Is it in Kentucky? Yeah, it's in Kentucky, Lexington. Colleen.
I would like to go to the big foot conference in Maine, but Maine is a trek.
Right, yeah, that'd be how long of a haul would that be for us?
No, probably at least 20 hours.
That's a 2-day trip there.
The Bigfoot thing, eating pizza in a school cafeteria. That's pretty much our vibe. Big Muddy Monster Fest in Murfreesboro. I think I looked that up. I think I worked that weekend too. Like, all of the good conferences fall on weekends that I fucking work.
Me and the wife talked about going down to that one because we were going to go to the one in Livingston, but a bunch of shit popped up where we had to take care of and I wasn't able to make it. Because we talked about taking the kids and I bet they'd have fun with some of it. And Murfreesboro is only like, 2 hours away from here or so?
Yeah, I don't think it's very far. Well, people are doing tarot spreads on us here.
On us or on other people in the chat?
And was this said tarot spread for us? Nine of Cups, Queen of Wands reversed, and Wheel of Fortune. On me.
That's on you.
Now somebody has to tell me what this stuff means because when you just...
Hopefully that means you're going to make it rain or you're going to be on Wheel of
Fortune. Okay, someone give me a...
I hope that's what it means. I hope it means you're going to go on Wheel of Fortune. So you have to apply to be on Wheel of Fortune now.
Bro, that's so weird that M says that
Because you got accepted to Wheel of Fortune?
But the Wheel of Fortune was also what they thought one of the cards was that we put into the bike wheel.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That is definitely strange.
I'm good at guessing words. So if I do go on Wheel of Fortune.
We might win. How you might win. I ain't winning shit. Well, we're a team. I didn't know it was going to be a team. I thought you were just going
by yourself. No, I'll go by myself. But if I win, we win.
Oh, okay. That works.
We're a cohesive unit.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
If I'm going up, you're going with me, bro.
I'm going to say, I ain't going to be a very good teammate in Wheel of Fortune. I could probably spin the wheel. Yeah.
That's weird, though. That's weird. As soon as I heard the Wheel of Fortune, I was like, man, I heard that before.
Destiny.
Elevation. I'm scared of heights.
Oh, dude, just destiny. Fuck the other word.
Fortune, success. No, those are all good, too.
No, what's we don't felicity need that. Destiny.
This is really becoming like the metaphysical night shift hour.
Bro, I'm here for it. I love this shit.
What are the how many cards are in a tarot deck? What are the odds that those both pop up within the same 24 hours that card both pops up?
Probably not.
Interesting.
Maybe we need to cut open your caddy tires and put Wheel of Fortunes inside them.
They just blew up and by themselves 2 months ago. 78 cards.
No, Twiz, it can't. That's why it's destiny.
Especially because M did not know the cards in the bike dream. Yeah, I didn't even mention it. Okay, so what
I don't think in my version of it I got the card names.
What am I trying to be told here?
See, that's the problem with us in tarot. You have to like literally break it down.
Explain it to me like I am 8 years old.
A rock.
Okay.
Not the rock, a rock.
Stratton, Maine. I'm going to see how far Maine is. My brain's going. So I'm trying to figure out why this tarot card keeps.
I love woo-woo powers. It's like my new favorite thing. And I feel like destiny is the end of the road there. I don't think I agree with that definition.
Oh, Stratton, Maine is a 21-hour drive. That's a long one.
I did that for Arizona. It's not that bad. Although I feel like Maine would be worse because there's way more cities going that direction.
Oh, once you get into the, I feel like you're kind of pretty far northeast up there. A lot of those cities are like on the coast.
On our way.
We can avoid cities.
I ain't fucking driving through cities. That sucks.
My card means you got to keep on keeping on. Yeah.
I like that.
Getting reeds from Canada. It's all fun and games until you piss off a deity. I mean, Crazy Leg's been around. I think he's waiting. I think because he's kind of quieted down here a little bit since the chaos has ensued. I think he's waiting to see what my next move is. Right? I think maybe he's just kind of feeling it out.
Brother John is definitely in for the drive.
13 million pounds of treasure sits with the bound one. You'll never work again. I know who you two are.
I don't even know what that means, but there is a grocery store in town named Sinclair Foods. So you're probably dead on with whatever you said.
Oh, dude. Someone mentioned the Morrigan. Do you remember that? Okay. I don't even know if anybody knows this.
Is that the one that they were going to get protection for us? They were going to send that thing to protect us?
We were supposed to get... Okay. We don't know who the Morrigan is, but someone contacted us and asked us if we wanted protection and sigils of the Morrigan, but they had to have our permission.
Oh, dude, that's badass. She's Irish goddess of war. Yeah. That's awesome.
And we gave our permission, then we didn't hear anything back. What does that mean?
Yeah, but we don't really do it. I don't feel like we made
her
mad.
Were we supposed to talk about it? Was that part of the thing? No, maybe. I don't know. If we did, if we weren't, we did because we never got anything back. So.
See, that one says that she's fun, though, and has a sense of humor. So we're good. Yeah, that's all that matters.
We're trying to connect with as many deities as we can. You know, we're trying to get good on all grounds.
Bro, we have some gods and goddesses of war on our side. I think we're going to be straight.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Apparently, the Morrigan contacted this person wanting to provide protection. Like, that they were instructed to contact us about it. And we said, all right.
That's awesome. Bet.
And then we didn't hear anything back.
I feel like for the most part.
See you, Burton.
See you, buddy. I don't think. I feel like it's not that easy for us to piss off things because we are who we are.
Anytime Morgan shows up for my friends, a major life change is about to happen, and this typically is going to be a rough ride. Now, if the Morgan wanted to contact you, she would. Okay, so if the Morrigan didn't want to, what was the intent of the person contacting us?
How the fuck would we know if she's trying to contact us or not? We weren't even that far in our journey yet. Right, Steve? This was a while
it's
back.
It's been probably a year.
Yeah, it's been a minute. But even in the past year, like in that metaphysical, spiritual realm, we have kind of leaps and bounds, if you
ask
me.
Sounds like a crazy person. I mean, that's fair, too. No, they didn't ask us for a payment plan. They just asked for permission. They said they couldn't do anything unless they had our permission.
Yeah, and there was no blood involved.
Is it? Somebody say something?
Or dollar
somebody
dollar
say
bills.
Something about blood?
Oh. No, I just threw it out
that's
there.
Fair.
Because there was the one.
Yeah, that's fine. Super sketchy. Well, we gave whoever this person was permission to do something. We don't know. We're not good at this. Sounds sketch. Super sketchy. Everybody who's been here a while knows that this is how we do things.
Right? Yeah.
Might have wanted to mess with your energy if they're asking permission. At least they were polite.
We don't have much mojo to take.
Yeah. Good. They'd give it right back. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Vampires like permission too.
Oh, good point. So you're saying we should hang out with Saturn?
We're going to help free Saturn.
I don't know that that's advisable on either front, because from what I understand in my research, no offense, big guy, but you kind of sound like you're a lose-lose no matter which path you fucking take.
You know I do it, right?
That's not advisable.
But
I would tell you you're dumb
for
that.
Yeah, think about all the treasure.
Would there really be that much treasure, though?
Maybe the treasure is the friends you make along the way.
Have you gained a lot of friends?
People who want to be my friends.
That's my point. You got like a couple solid ones and then you're out.
Yeah. No one reads a fine print. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Brother John, you're my buddy. If I reached out to you and offered protection against a Taiwanese ancient god of apathy, would you want to know why? I don't know. It's protection. Do I need to know?
Yeah. Protection is usually a good thing.
JJ, are you saying? No, it wasn't protection against, it was protection from. Like
yeah.
The Morrigan was off. Yeah, the Morrigan was going to protect us. And they needed our permission to create the sigils.
This is going great.
I feel like JJ is in a constant state of defending us against everything else in the metaphysical world.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Protection could be a guise for something else. Well, see, that negates the whole intention thing that we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Don't be a liar.
No, JJ, you are misreading the situation. This person is working with her, and she's just coming to hang out with us because, I don't know, they're working together.
Came to us because
it's not our contract. We didn't sign no contract. They did. Yeah, that's their
problem. Said the Morrigan came to them wanting them to contact us.
Come to think about it, I know what happened. See, here's the thing. Steve and I are good at a lot of stuff. JJ, I'm going to tell you how it's working right now. This is what happens, okay? Steve and I aren't good at a lot. We're good at some stuff. Mm-hmm. The thing that we're not very good at sometimes, not all times, but sometimes, all right? Sometimes. We're a little slow to respond to people. So what happened was she was trying to get a hold of us. We didn't answer. So she contacted somebody else who then contacted us to get our attention. That's what happened.
Maybe the Morrigan didn't have access to DM us. So she had to use her human proxy to get at us.
Yeah.
That's fair. You intend to go to the corner store for a drink. Some other dude intends to rob you. Intentions are... That's fair.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. His intentions weren't to lie to us about robbing us. His intentions were to rob us. They were up for it, forward and frank. So therefore, I win.
Your fate is the path that protects you. Don't fear. Your path was written before you breathed air. You two are written in the fates.
Fuck, I hope so. I mean, I like it. And that's kind of I feel like that's how, like, those are the dice Steve and I are rolling.
Can I have your social security number so I can protect you? What deity sent you to us? It depends.
Oh, and that's like every day, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you're not getting my social security number. Wouldn't be anything good with it anyways.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still trying to follow the tarot reading I got here and all this. Don't bump elbows with anyone.
I've been seeing some things on that here lately. I was going to look into that.
And what?
A bunch of like voodoo elbow bumping thing, people stealing your juju and stuff. Apparently it's a big thing going on right now.
Energetic vampires.
Might be. I've actually seen some recent videos on vampires too. Vampire stories are so cool. There's too much. It's not enough time. any more time so I can look into everything.
We gotta have jobs.
That, or we're gonna have to make some money so we can hire other people to help us research.
Future reference. If someone asks for your permission for anything, occult deities that you don't know, stay away from them. We're not good at that, okay?
That's not true, because I feel like, I ain't taking shots here, but I feel like at some point JJ might ask that question because of our lack of knowledge in that area.
I'm telling you, astral shadow vampires are wicked bad.
I want to hear about those too.
They can get it too.
Actually, we need to have one come on the show.
Astral shadow vampire?
It's a cool name.
I talked to him.
The first thing I would tell him, I said, it's a cool name.
I'd hear him out. Let's hear your side of the story, astral shadow vampire.
I feel like the way you did that was like a Jerry Springer episode.
I feel like they're getting a bad rap.
Yeah.
We're getting Brother John's side. We need to get the astral shadow vampire's side.
Right, exactly.
It takes two to like get a full story.
Two sides, man.
Oh, we have a hat. We have a weird hat deity listener experience coming up, dropping Thursday.
Yeah,
it's a cool one. It's a good one. Anyway, shit, it's almost 10 o'clock. Okay.
Don't want to go work.
This went a lot different than I planned. I was gonna go into the thing that I'm following. If anybody follows on TikTok, you guys need to jump over there. Got some weird shit going on with some weird letters being sent to targets and shit. Was going to talk about that tonight, but we went off into the metaphysical realm.
Oh, see, I'm trying to hear about that too. A nest of spiritual parasites infest locations. Where are those fucking stories?
Do what now? Of a nest of...
I need more time.
You have to send us an email. Send us some crumbs.
I need more time. This is bullshit. I need more time. I want to hear stuff like that. And we're going to be getting into some woo-woo shit.
That's some like Odd Thomas shit there. I don't know, like if anybody read those books, like all these things would show up right before like something like a horrible traumatic event would happen.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought about when he said that.
Anyway, maybe we'll have to jump into it next week. I got everything pulled up. I was going to dive off into that and see what everybody thought, but you're going to have to go to the TikTok.
This is good because sometimes we lack on night shift as topics go. But I like the past couple ones. They've been good. We've been going in directions and
it's really been making me think about stuff.
It should. That's what we're supposed to do.
I feel like when we started this, like I feel like we were here to like help people think about like weird paranormal stuff. And then in the circle of life, now everybody has got us thinking about stuff that we don't think about normally.
This is true.
So anyway, M, JJ with the tarot card thing, DM me. I don't know if you're on the Discord or whatever. Let me know what that means, because the Wheel of Fortune popping up twice is weird, and I don't know anything about it. Don't know what the cards mean.
You're going to totally win Wheel of Fortune. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and then
for
I'm going to take the money. We can quit our jobs and just do this full time go ghost hunting.
Yes.
It's in the cards. It's fate. How much money do people win on Wheel of Fortune?
I don't know. Who cares, dude? You're going to be on TV. That means you're famous.
Wear our own merch.
Duh. Yeah.
That'd be sick. Be sick and fly.
Yeah. Anytime you guys want to do tarot card readings on us, we're here for it.
Well, it took me a while to come around to it, okay?
Don't be such a goober.
I'm sorry.
It's not that bad.
I'm here for it now. I need some spiritual guidance.
Yeah, you do.
I got goetic demons trying to contact me, and I'm just like, oh no, what am I supposed to do? I'm here for it now. Let's get it. Let's fucking get it.
Yeah. And John has chosen demonology.
Come on in, John. The water's fine.
Yeah, we all make great decisions around the Hollow Camp.
I got a fuck ton of books on it if you need to borrow it.
I love it.
Okay. Anyway.
See, I don't want this to end. I'm having so much fun. But I do have to go to work, and that sucks.
Yeah. I love when the night shift does it. When I come in with the plan, and then the chat says, No. We're going to do this. So. Okay. Everybody, thanks for hanging out. Love you guys. Excellent hangout again tonight. Have a good rest of the week. Be sure to be present for the show that drops tomorrow, the Listener Experience Show. Cool experience. Weird hat entity. Animal guardians. Bunch of cool shit. Check that out. And yeah. Till we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and we're just gonna manifest this son of a bitch to the end of time.